Today at Quarinam, December 27th, and it's Sunday here on the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai. I'm so glad you visited my cyberspace ashram. What are we doing today? The beautiful fire ceremony to invoke Lord Hanuman, Lord Ganesha, Lord Murugan, and Lord Shiva to help with the foundation and bringing container loads of stone that are finished. Beautiful carving from Bangalore, India, to the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai. Well, today is the 80th birthday of Tutu. In Hawaiian, Tutu means grandmother, and this is Grandma Senden. And the whole Senden clan has come to the island of Kauai to celebrate her 80th birthday. Happy birthday to you, Grandma. Dennis Wong is working to finish, and he's our neighbor, the Aloha Guha, which is 60 feet long and 40 feet wide, and it's going to contain and shelter all the carved stones that come from Bangalore to Kauai, and the Shilpi carvers will come with them to finish them here on the Garden Island. And when you come to visit, you'll also be able to help chip the stones. Won't that be wonderful? To create a temple, as we're creating here on this Garden Island of Kauai, is a wonderful thing. Participation in the creation is a one-time opportunity. Once the temple's built, that opportunity goes away. So let's make the most of it. And Dennis Wong has a big tractor, and he's leveling all the ground and preparing for the foundation of this Aloha Guha that will be going up probably next month. It's what we call Zip Day for Hinduism today. We start reading next month's magazine, and then it goes to the printer. We have a question here about reincarnation. If we know something about our past lives, should we try to know more about a certain past life? Should we meditate on it? Well, if you know something about your past life and it's come from a reliable source, that's very nice. But you are a sum total of all of your past lives right now. And before you hear of the Divine Self Within, before you have the desire to realize the Divine Self Within, you are, quote, you have been a rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, doctor, lawyer, Hindu chief, unquote. You've been everything. You've gone through all the instinctive experiences. You've gone all through the intellectual experiences. You've gone all through the psychic experiences. You have worn out experience. So then, what is the final experiences? Super conscious experiences. And the core of that is the Self is Shiva, ever radiating out energy which flows through your body, ever radiating out light which lights up your thoughts. The creator of the universe, the preserver of the universe, the one who absorbs the universe, the one who gives the Big Bang to recreate the universe, that is Supreme God Shiva to us Shaivites. To science, it's not Shiva, it's just the way things are. And we can agree with that. To us, it's just the way things are. So, if you know something about your past life, in answer to your question, that's nice. But you are all of your past lives, sum total, right this very moment. Be happy that your direction is inwardly pointed and not outwardly pointed, because you've had the outer and now you are wanting the inner. That's why you visit our cyberspace ashram, because you are an inner person. And all inner people are surfing the internet, and some get thrown off their surfboard by a big wave, and others manage to stay afloat and enjoy the surfing. And many, many, many wind up on the beach And I'm looking at the ocean right now, and I'm seeing a beach, and I'm seeing big waves. They wind up on the beach of the cyberspace ashram. And then after that, there's nothing more to do but to go in and in and in, and then in and in and in some more, until you realize God within, the highest realization on this planet and why we came to this planet. That's what they said in Lemurian scrolls several, many million years ago. Let's make it a reality now. Om Namah Shivaya, and we'll see you again tomorrow at Darshan time while we look through cyberspace and enjoy each other.